In Washington, lawmakers have one more week off in the summer recess before returning to Capitol Hill. When they return, they face contentious debate on several issues, including reforming the nation's healthcare system, and many say they return to a different place politically. Without the influence of Senator Edward Kennedy, some policymakers worry about the loss of a unique voice able to lead those on opposing sides to common ground. WBUR's Monica Brady-Meyerov spent the weekend in the nation's capital and has this report.
Anyone you talk to on the steps of the Capitol says Ted Kennedy was a one-of-a-kind lawmaker, that he's irreplaceable. But that said, many people who've worked with him hope to carry on his spirit of bipartisan cooperation, including Massachusetts Congressman Jim McGovern.
There's no one who can fill his shoes. But I think what was emphasized over and over by all those who spoke at the services was that those of us who loved him and who were inspired by him need to do more than just tell wonderful stories about him. We need to take action. You know, he dedicated his life to making a better world. We need to do the same thing.
McGovern says Kennedy's death for him is a call to arms.
We have a role in making this country better, making this world a better place. And, you know, this Senator Kennedy woke up every single day and fought the good fight. People like me need to work harder.
Even those who worked with Kennedy long ago worry about how a divided political scene could become even more divisive. Ellis Morter started working with Kennedy in 1968 and stayed with him for 23 years until he retired. He says from the beginning, Kennedy looked for ways to cooperate with Republicans on difficult issues.
I hope that the spirit he brought will somehow infuse other people, and that somehow in recognition of his life now, that Washington will become more a place where people can really work together.
This was a recurring theme among people who worked with Kennedy, trying to keep his spirit of working together alive. Tom Dine and Jan Kalitsky both worked with Kennedy in the 1980s and say they've been talking about who will now become Washington's cross-aisle dealmaker.
There's no replacement on either side of the aisle. There's no one who seems to want to come forward and say, I'll be damned with how it's going to affect me in my career. I want to change the nature and the health of the country. And we don't see anybody around right now.
I hope this is a time for everyone to reflect on what he represents and to try to build on that and move forward. And there's an important opportunity ahead of us.
For Kalitsky, that opportunity is universal health care legislation, something Kennedy worked passionately for. Ken Kaufman, who worked with Kennedy on the Senate Judiciary Subcommittee during Watergate, says legislators in Congress have a lot to live up to.
There were many younger members of Congress who looked up to him and are going to try to carry on the light that he so brightly lit for the rest of us.
Without Senator Ted Kennedy, Massachusetts loses considerable clout, but the state will eventually have a new senator. What no one's sure about in Washington is who will help lawmakers find common ground. For WBUR, I'm Monica Brady-Meyerov.